Jaws for Windows, basic training tape number 4. Table of contents for side 2. Beep 1. Changing and deleting dictionary rules. Beep 2. The configuration manager. Beep 3. The keyboard manager. And beep 4. Contact information for Henter Joyce. Now we ended on the other side covering the dictionary manager and saw how to set up rules for words and phrases. In this section I want to talk about how to delete or modify those rules that either you've set up or came with JAWS for Windows. Now, while we go through this process, you should understand that if there's a certain application and you just want to disable the dictionary rules from working in that application at that time, or maybe in the future as well, whenever you land in that application. But you still want to keep the rules available in your default settings for other places. You can do that without deleting the rules. You can go in through the configuration manager and disable the dictionary rules just for that particular application. And we're going to cover that in the next section in configuration manager. So I won't go any further than explaining just the fact that you can disable it. You don't have to delete all your rules to get rid of them in a certain program. Now, I'm still in the WordPad document program that I had before, where I have a few rules set up, Joey, Wakefield, and JFW. So we'll go in and delete a couple and see how that works, and then we'll go in and change one. So I'm going to go to the top of the file with a control home.
Top of file, Joey.
And I landed on Joey. It's pronounced correctly now because I set up a dictionary rule. But let's say I wanted to get rid of this rule. I want to delete it. Well, I do an insert D for the dictionary manager.
Wordpad.jdf-jaws dictionary manager. Dialog. Add dot 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 button.
And instead of adding a new rule, I'm going to shift tab and go backwards.
Shift tab. Search for entries, edit.
Now, if we had a lot of entries, we might use this tool, Search for Entries, to find it, but you don't have to. If you Shift-Tab a second time, you'll back up into a list of the rules that you've set up under WordPad.jdf in this case, because I didn't load the default file.
Shift-Tab. Dictionary Entries Extended. Select List Box. Not selected. J equals Joey. 1 of 2.
So I have two rules I had set up in here. The other was JAWS for Windows equals JFW. And it said not selected because when we landed in the list, it doesn't select it. But it does put the focus on it by hitting the space bar.
Space. J equals Joey.
Puts a highlight on that choice so it read it a second time. Now let's tab forward and we'll see the other buttons that we can land on. Once you've highlighted an item, it knows that you don't want to search and it knows you don't want to add. It figures you're going to change or delete. So as we tab, we're going to just move right to those two buttons.
Tab. Change dot 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 button.
And we'll use change on another one of these rules, but we want to delete this one.
Tab. Delete button.
There it is. So I just press enter.
Enter. Confirm dictionary entries delete dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the dictionary entry J equals Joey? Yes button.
And I am, so I press enter.
Enter. Dialog. Delete button.
Now, just as it was when we set up rules, we have to save these things. So I'm going to do a Control S.
Control S.
And then an Alt F4 to close the dictionary manager.
Alt F4. Document dash WordPad. Edit.
And a say line.
Joey.
And there it is. My rule, Joey, to make that pronounced correctly, has now been deleted, and it pronounces it the way it used to. All right, let's go in to the dictionary manager a second time. This time we want to delete Wakefield equals Wackafield. See how to go through the process. Now remember, I had created that rule in a default JDF file, so it would take effect everywhere. So when I land in the dictionary manager, because I'm coming from WordPad, I will have to first go up and load up the default file. So we'll go through those steps with the keystrokes. First, insert D to bring up the manager.
Wordpad.jdf-jaws dictionary manager. Dialog. Add dot 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 button.
Then a control shift and the letter D, which loads the default file. If you forgot the keystroke, you could always go to the file menu. The choice is right there and you can choose it from there.
Control shift D.
Now I'll shift tab and move back to that dictionary entries list box.
Shift tab. Search for entries edit.
Back up one more.
Shift tab. Dictionary entries extended. Select list box. Not selected. /145 equals apostrophe. 1 of 12.
So that's a rule that we ship with the product, that /145 is a numeric representation for an apostrophe character, and JAWS knows how to speak that. Hit a W for Wakefield.
W. Wakefield equals Wakefield.
There's my rule. Now I'll just do an Alt-D, because D is the underlined character for the delete button, and I don't have to actually tab over to the delete button to choose it. I just do an Alt-D.
Alt-D. Confirm dictionary entries delete dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the dictionary entry Wakefield equals Wakefield? Yes button.
Yes, I am.
Enter. Dialog. Dictionary entries extended. Select list box. Not selected. DecTalk v4.40 equals DecTalk version 4.4. 11 of 11.
I'll do a Control S to save that change I had just made.
Control S.
And then Alt F4 back to WordPad.
Alt F4. Document-WordPad. Edit.
And if I come down, I was still sitting on Joey. If I came down where Wakefield was on the second line.
Wakefield.
And there it is. That rule's gone. Now let's go in and just modify the rule I set up for JAWS for Windows. If I come down.
JFW.
I land on that JAWS for Windows, which has a rule that says pronounce this JFW. So we'll go through the process of modifying a rule. And just in the interest of an example here, let's just modify it so it says JAWS instead of JFW. So I'll do an insert D for the dictionary manager.
Wordput.jdf-JAWS dictionary manager. Dialog. Add ... button.
And this rule I did leave in the WordPad location, so I'll shift tab twice to go back to my dictionary entries list box.
Shift tab. Shift tab. Dictionary entries extended. Select list box. Not selected. JAWS for Windows equals JFW. 1 of 1.
So I select it by spacebar.
Space. JAWS for Windows equals JFW.
Tab to change.
Tab. Change ... button.
Press enter.
Enter. Change dictionary definition dialog. Replacement word edit. JFW.
And I'll just type in JAWS instead of JFW.
JAWS.
Press enter.
Enter. Dialog. Add ... button.
Save my change with a Control S.
Control S.
And then Alt F4 back to WordPad.
Alt F4. Document-WordPad. Edit.
Now I'll do a say line.
JAWS.
And now it says just JAWS. So that goes through a process of deleting and modifying or changing rules that either we've set up or you've set up. And remember, they can be application specific or default. And again, if you are just want to have the rules disabled for the time being, or maybe just disabled when you're landing in a particular program, you can use the Configuration Manager to do that, as we'll do in the next section. The Configuration Manager has been with JAWS for Windows since the 2.0 version, and in the 3.0 product that we're running here, it has grown and changed some, and we're going to go through and look at some various components of the Configuration Manager. You'll see how you can move through them and choose changes, choose different options, and they can be application-specific or default-specific, much like the Dictionary Manager. We won't look at every choice in here, but I encourage you to go through the different dialog boxes and look at them. If you're not sure what something is, use Insert F1. Get a verbal message from JAWS. It'll generally tell you what the setting is for, maybe what the default setting should be. And if you don't get enough, try F1, the JAWS Online Help System. It'll put you right in Help on that appropriate dialog box in the Configuration Manager. Insert 6, 6 on the number row above the letters, is the key used to activate the Configuration Manager. Now, I'm still sitting in the WordPad program.
Title equals document-wordpad.
When I do insert 6, it'll load up a configuration file specifically for WordPad.
Wordput.jcf-JAWS configuration manager.
If I want to load a default file for this, as in the dictionary manager, I can hold down Control-Shift and press D, and it'll put a default configuration file in. I'm going to leave in WordPad, though. I'm going to go to the menu bar with an Alt.
Menu bar. File.
And move over to Set Options.
Set Options.
Press Enter.
Enter. Menu active. User options dot dot dot.
I'm going to go into User Options first.
Enter. Leaving menus. User Options dialog. Typing echo characters radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Now the User Options dialog box hasn't changed much from the 2.0 version to the 3.0 version. But if you're a new JAWS for Windows user, I want to take a moment and just look at this box and explain some of these things. Typing echo. You have characters, words, or off. And you can make your choice right here for the WordPad program. If you'd rather have words spoken when you're in the WordPad program, down arrow once.
Typing echo words radio button checked. 3 of 3.
And when we leave this dialog box, we can save this configuration file for WordPad. And whenever you're in there, the typing echo will only speak when you press the space bar on the last, it'll echo the last word spoken. But if you go back to another application, whatever the default setting is, which was characters, will then kick in. Other things in this box include your screen echo, verbosity settings, things like that. These are usually handled with hotkeys like insert V for verbosity and insert S for screen echo, so you don't normally have to come in here, the configuration manager, to change them, unless you want to keep those changes. I'll press escape and go back to the JAWS window.
WordPad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
I didn't save my change for words there. By pressing Escape, it put it right back to characters. I'll do an Alt-S for Set Options.
Alt-S. Menu active. Set Options. User Options dot dot dot.
Moving down the list.
Text Processing dot dot dot.
I want to look at Text Processing quickly.
Enter. Leaving menus. Text Processing dialog. Punctuation mode controlled by JAWS radio button checked. 2 of 2.
There are several items in this box, punctuation, filter repeated characters, number processing, things like that. One of the options is dictionary processing, which I had mentioned when I covered the dictionary manager. I'll do a shift tab. It'll be quicker to get there going backwards, I believe.
Shift tab. Cancel button. Shift tab. OK button. Shift tab. Speak window state first checkbox not checked. Shift tab. Speak window type first checkbox not checked. Shift tab. Dictionary processing checkbox checked.
This is where the dictionary processing gets determined. So if I want to tell it not to do the dictionary rules in this particular application, I can come in here, uncheck this, then save the file for that application. Then any rules I've set up for that application or any default rules will not apply while I'm in that application. Remember, you use Insert F1 if you forget how to change these settings. Insert F1 messages here.
Words are processed through a global or application-specific dictionary. The default setting is checked. Press the spacebar to toggle this option.
So you just use your spacebar to turn it on or off. I'll leave mine set. I'm going to press Escape.
WordPad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
I'm going to go back into Set Options and look at a couple of more items.
Alt-S. Menu active. Set Options. User options dot dot dot. Text processing dot dot dot. Window classes dot dot dot. Graphics and symbols dot dot dot.
Take a look at graphics and symbols.
Enter. Leaving menus. Graphics and symbols dialog. Graphic verbosity labeled graphics radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Now for this particular application, since my toolbar is labeled in this program, I've got labeled graphics selected. That means it's only going to land on and speak graphics that I've put a label on. If I change this to all graphics, then the JAWS for Windows program will be able to land on those that have text labels and those that don't, that are graphics with numbers associated with them. Once you've gone through an application and labeled the appropriate graphics that you're going to want to use, you might come into your configuration manager when you're in that program and change this to labeled graphics only, and then it won't speak all the numbered graphics. That might be annoying depending on the application. I'm going to press Escape.
WordPad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
And go to Set Options one more time.
Alt-S. Menu active. Set Options. User Options dot dot dot.
There's a choice in this list called Keyboard Options. You can down arrow to it. The hotkey is K, and I'm just going to press that to jump to it.
K. Leaving menus. Keyboard options dialog. JAWS insert key use numpad insert checkbox checked.
The JAWS insert key, use numpad insert checked. There's a second one here.
Tap. JAWS insert key, use extended insert checkbox checked.
Numpad and extended insert keys. On a 101 keyboard, the numpad insert key is the 0 on the bottom left corner, and the extended insert key is the one on the six-pack, located usually to the left of the numeric keypad, and the insert key is the top left of those six. Now, depending if you check or uncheck these, those keys will actually perform their insert key functions in your application. They're both checked by default. Let's keep going and look to the next box here.
Tab. Differentiate between numpad keys and extended keys. Checkbox not checked.
Now, JAWS for Windows in previous versions, you could use either the arrows on the numeric keypad or the arrows on the T to the left of the numeric keypad. And depending on which cursor was active, the keystrokes, the arrows, and the home, end, page up, page down on the six-pack and the numeric keypad would perform the function for that active cursor. Now, by checking this checkbox, differentiate between numpad and extended keys, you'll have the ability to, let's talk numeric keypad first. The numeric keypad will look at whichever cursor is active, and it will perform the function as it always has. But the extended keys, the arrows to the left of the numeric keypad, and the six-pack, home, end, page up, page down, will always do the function with the PC cursor, regardless of whether the JAWS cursor is active or not. So this gives you the ability to have a set of arrow keys for your JAWS cursor by turning on JAWS cursor, and a set of arrow keys to use with your PC cursor. If you come in here in the future and you're going to make these changes and you need a reminder, don't forget, use your Insert F1. Get some little bit of information about these controls, and it'll help you decide on how to set them. Finally, I want to cover just a couple last things on the Configuration Manager. Braille and synthesizers. I'll press Escape and land back in the Configuration Manager.
WordPad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
And I'm going to go back into Set Options.
All S. Menu Active. Set Options. User Options dot dot dot.
And towards the bottom of the menu, one of the last items will be Braille Options. B is the shortcut key, and I'm just going to press B to land in it.
B. Leaving Menus. Braille Options Dialog. Translation Table Colon Combo Box.
Now, I don't have a JAWS for Windows installed currently for Braille. Braille means that you have a refreshable Braille display attached to your computer, and you're using JAWS with that Braille display. There are many choices on the market, and we support many of them. If you have a Braille display, there are several things that you can change and set up application-specific, such as Braille markings, Braille dots 8 versus 6, sleep mode for Braille. You may want to have a sleep mode in a specific application. You can come in here and change these different functions for the Braille displays right in the dialog box of Configuration Manager under Braille Options. I'll press Escape.
WordPad.jcf-JAWS.
And the last thing I want to show you is synthesizers. Now, you can't adjust synthesizers currently to make them specific for a certain application. This is a default choice that we're going to make. And to do that, to be able to show it, I need to load my default JCF file. So I'll hold down Control-Shift and press the letter D.
Control-Shift-D.
That loads the default JCF file. Do an Alt-S for Set Options.
Alt-S. Menu Active. Set Options. User Options dot dot dot.
And the last item on my list is Synthesizer Options. By pressing up arrow, it will cycle to the last choice.
Synthesizer Options dot dot dot.
Now I'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving Menus. Synthesizer Options Dialog. Default Synthesizer. Default Synthesizer Combo Box. TikTok Access 32 Software.
Now, this combo box that comes up will have all the synthesizers that you chose during installation. If you did a custom installation, you were able to choose up to 3 synthesizers. And you can actually install for more than 3, but the install program is limited to be able to give you 3 choices. So if you install for more, you actually have to do some editing in the JFW INI file. Now, The one that I land on, the one that's sitting in this combo box, DeckTalk Access 32 software in this case, is my default synthesizer. In other words, whenever I start JAWS for Windows, the JFW INI, or initialization file, says to run with DeckTalk Access 32 as my synth. So each time I start JAWS, that synthesizer gets loaded or started with it, instead of maybe another synthesizer I had been running the last time I exited JAWS. If I want to change, I can just press the down arrow.
Eloquence Software Synthesizer. Keynote Multimedia Software.
So those are the two other synthesizers I had installed along with DeckTalk. But whichever one you choose first during the installation, the first choice becomes your primary. The other two are secondary synthesizers. But if I make the choice right here to choose Keynote and press Enter, when I unload JAWS and then start it again, it'll come up talking with Keynote. And every time I start JAWS in the future, it'll come up with Keynote, unless I change it back right here or reinstall. Well, I'm going to leave it just the way it was. So instead of pressing Enter to let the synthesizer option choice go in, I'll press Escape.
Default.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
And I land back in the Configuration Manager. I'm done with the Configuration Manager for this section. So I'm going to press Alt-F4 to exit the Configuration Manager.
Alt-F4, Document-WordPad, Edit.
Had you made any changes and you Alt-F4'd out without saving them, you would have got a message to ask if you want to save those changes or not. Keyboard Manager is a utility you can use in JAWS for Windows to change or add keystrokes associated with different functions that JAWS has. Say Word is Insert 5 on a desktop layout. If you want to change that to a different keystroke, the Keyboard Manager is a utility you can use to do that. Another thing a Keyboard Manager can be used for is just a quick way to go in when you're in an application and browse through the different keystrokes that we've assigned for that program. Find out what they are, find out how they work, and then change them if you don't like them. Now, as in other utilities, the section in the JAWS Online Help, Customizing JFW, can be very useful in getting a good overview of the Keyboard Manager. And if you would like, before going further in this section, you might want to read that area of the Online Help. To do that, hold down the Insert key and press J for JAWS.
JAWS.
Then Alt-H for Help.
Alt-H. Menu active. Help. JFW Help Topics. F1.
And in this Help menu, we want to choose the choice of Customizing JFW. You can press the letter C. It'll jump to Customizing JFW.
C. Leaving menus. Customizing JAWS. Help Topics : Customizing JAWS dialog. Contents page. Preview. Topic introduction.
And if you hit K.
K. Keyboard Manager.
This is the topic for the Keyboard Manager. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Customizing JAWS. Keyboard Manager. In order to understand Keyboard Manager, you need to know a little about scripts and their associated script files.
Okay, now you can read through this using the Control Insert down arrow, which will let the JAWS cursor read it, and you can stop and start it as you need to. When you reach the bottom of the page, if there's more text continuing onto the next screen, you can use Control Page Down, which will bring up the next screen of text and keep the JAWS cursor reading again from the top of that. So if you would, you can go through this section, then come back in, and we'll go into the Keyboard Manager and see how it all works. Now I'm going to leave the Help system now just by pressing Escape.
Escape. JAWS.
And I'm going to Alt-Tab back into WordPad.
Alt-Tab. Document-WordPad. Document-WordPad.
And I'm going to go into the Keyboard Manager from this point and give you an overview of how this works. I do an Insert 8 on the number row. That's a hotkey that says load the Keyboard Manager and load up the set of files associated with this program, if there are any. So when I do Insert 8,
JAWS Keyboard Manager -C:\JFW3052\settings\new\default.jkm list view default 8 of 24.
it lands on default because there is no script file associated with the WordPad program. It's just using our default file. This first list that we landed in was, it said default. This is the list of all the files that we have that ship with JAWS for Windows currently. If I hit the tab key.
Tab. List view. Alt left mouse click Alt plus numpad slash default common. 1 of 135.
So here we have 135 items in a list. These are script names. And we can go through this list and find out the associated keystroke for each one, as well as get some documentation so we can get some information about what the script is for. Let's see how this works by going to something that maybe we've already seen. Let's hit S for say.
S. Say active cursor.
It jumps through the list and finds the first item that starts with the letter S. I'm going to press down arrow once.
Say all. Insert plus down arrow.
Say all. Insert plus down arrow. Insert plus 2 on the numeric keypad. We've seen this one. So that's the associated keystroke to the script say all. Let's look at documentation. To do so, there are hotkeys. Let's find out where we find those hotkeys. Tap the Alt key to go to the menu bar for this program.
Menu bar. File.
Move over to Action to the right.
Action.
And press Enter.
Enter. Menu active. Add keystroke dot dot dot. Control plus.
Add keystroke. If we want to add a different keystroke, keeping insert down, we would use Control A.
Change keystroke dot dot dot. Control plus H.
If we want to get rid of insert down arrow and change it to something different, use Control H.
Remove keystroke. Del.
If we want to lift the keystroke so there'll be none, or at least this one would be removed, but we didn't add another, we'd use delete.
Find keystroke dot dot dot. Control plus F.
We'll take a look at how this one works too. If we want to find a script, we know what the keystroke in JAWS is, but we don't know what the name is. We can just use Control F and do the keystroke. We'll check that after.
Documentation dot dot dot. Control plus D.
Control D is used for documentation on the script. That's the one I'm going to start with, so I'll press Alt to leave the menus.
Leaving menus. JAWS Keyboard Manager dash C colon backslash JFW 30 backslash settings backslash new backslash default dot JKM. List view. Say all insert plus down arrow default common. 60 of 135.
And I'll do a Control D to bring up the documentation.
Control D. Script documentation dialog. Script name colon edit. Say all.
Okay, the first control in this dialog is our name.
Tab. Synopsis colon edit. Reads to the end or bottom using the active cursor.
A synopsis, just a brief overview. By the way, this is the message that you get if you turn on the JAWS keyboard help mode and then press the keystroke. Tells you the script name and the synopsis. The next field.
Tab. Edit.
Is a description field. There's more details. I'll do a say all to read the description.
If the PC cursor is active, JAWS scrolls the screen by moving the PC cursor down. If the JAWS cursor is active, the rest of the window is read by moving the JAWS cursor down a line at a time.
Okay, gives you more details. This description, by the way, if you have keyboard help mode on, can be heard by pressing the key twice in a second. So you turn on keyboard help. If you do insert down arrow once, it'll say script name say all. And then it will read the synopsis, reads to the end or bottom using the active cursor. But if you do the insert down arrow twice in a second, it'll actually do script name say all and then read the description to you. Okay, let's press escape, leave the dialog box.
Say all, list view, say all insert plus down arrow default common, 60 of 135.
I land right back in my list box. Now let's go find the keystroke insert plus up arrow, the one that JAWS for Windows uses for say all, and see if we can add another keystroke to that. So the keystroke to find something by doing the keystroke was Control F.
Control F, find keystroke dialog, search for key colon, hot key.
And now just do the keystroke. I'll hold down the insert key and press up arrow.
Insert plus up arrow.
And it automatically inserts that keystroke or that text for that keystroke right in the search for key. Then I press Enter.
Enter. List view. Say line insert plus up arrow default common. 72 of 135.
So it jumped me right to the Saline script that was associated with insert plus up arrow. Let's add a keystroke for Saline. Let's add Control L so we can use that keystroke to do the same function or same script. To add a keystroke, it's Control A.
Control A. Add keystroke dialog. Script name colon Saline. Assign to hotkey.
And I'll do a Control L.
Control plus L.
Press Enter.
Enter. List view. Saline insert plus up arrow default common. 72 of 135. Confirm add keystroke dialog. Are you sure you want to modify default? Yes button.
Yes, I am.
Enter. List view. Saline insert plus up arrow default common. 72 of 136. Saline.
Notice our list jumped from 135 to 136. I'll do a Saline where I'm sitting right now, using Control L.
Saline Control plus L default common.
So we've added in Control L. If I press down arrow.
Saline. Insert plus up arrow.
Notice the insert plus up arrow one is still here, but directly above it is a new keystroke associated with that script name.
Saline, Control plus L.
Now let's go through the process of how we delete one of these. Now remember, we're just going to delete the keystroke. We'll leave the script. It's still going to be in the script file for that application. In this case, the default. Saline is not going to get deleted. Just the keystroke associated with it that I choose will be deleted. In this case, I'm on currently by doing a Saline. I'll see which one I'm sitting on.
Saline Control plus L default common.
I'm on the Control L. I want to delete it. I just press the delete key.
Confirm remove keystroke dialog. Are you sure you want to modify default? Yes button. Enter. List view. Saline insert plus up arrow default common. 72 of 135. Saline.
Now, if you're following along with me as we're doing this on your computer, if you're not using a software synthesizer, you may notice that your speech seems to be performing maybe a little better than mine. This is because of the software synthesizer and the amount of processing that's going on in the computer at the same time, and it just takes quite a bit to get it all to work together. So software synthesizers, when huge lists like this are being updated, may stutter a little bit. Now let's see if we can find that Control L that we just deleted. I'll do Control F for Find Keystroke.
Control F, Find Keystroke dialog. Search for key colon, hot key.
And I'll do a Control L.
Control plus L.
And press Enter.
Enter. List view. Saline insert plus up arrow default common. 72 of 135. Key not found dialog. Control plus L not found. OK button.
OK, so the keystroke has been removed from our list. So that's a little bit about going in and reading through the different scripts, finding the associated keystrokes, and finding out some information about it if you don't quite understand it. You can also add, change, and delete the keystrokes. You can contact Henter Joyce by writing to us at Henter, Henter-Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Inc., at 11800 31st Court North, St. Petersburg, Florida, zip code 33716. You can contact us by phone at area code 813-803-8000 or fax 813-803-8001. Our toll-free number is 800-336-5658. And you can visit us on the World Wide Web at http://www.hj.com. For sales information, please write to us at info@hj.com. And for technical support questions, please email jaws@hj.com. That's jaws@hj.com. Be sure to include your serial number and JAWS for Windows version when you write.